Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, 77 degrees outside our studios. Foggy, muggy. You wouldn't know that it's October 16th if you were just stepping outside after a few months of sleep, but it is October 16th. We've got traffic on the way with Kane and weather with Dr. Bill and news with Kelly coming up. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas. Airport Boulevard right in front of Baker High School. They've got an accident they're clearing. Also one off of Hall Road at Old Pass Cagoula. As Daphne Fairhope at Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident free. It's dinner and a thrill at the Battle House Hotel, Saturday, October 27th, with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. And you'll enjoy the buffet, dinner, wine, and the show inside the Moonlight Ballroom. Find tickets at Eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
707 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the morning. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. This is a gruesome case. Our city and nation has been watching. And if you have young ears in the vehicle, I just do want to warn you, some of these details are very hard to listen to. Derek Dearman, the man who killed five people and one unborn baby 2 years ago, he has been sentenced to death. Last Friday, Mobile Circuit Court Judge Rick Stout said the court agreed with the jury's recommendation in sentencing the 30-year-old father of two to death. So you see, Dearman was found guilty during that trial, and the jury recommended the death penalty for the deaths of 26-year-old Robert Lee Brown, 22-year-old Chelsea Marie Reed, 26-year-old Joseph Adam Turner, 35-year-old Shannon Melissa Randall. And then there's this. The sixth murder charge was filed since Chelsea was 5 months pregnant with her first child. The father was another victim, 23-year-old Justin Reed. He was also killed in that attack. Now, based on information that we received from law enforcement officials, here's what we know. Back on August the 20th, 2016, authorities say that Dearman entered the home, attacking the residents who were asleep at the time. He used an axe and at least one gun. Police say he later kidnapped his estranged girlfriend and an unrelated infant. He did, though, free them after he took them to a relative's home in Mississippi. Dearman pleaded guilty in late September after firing his attorneys, after Judge Stout deemed him mentally fit to stand trial. Now, here's as if this weren't sad enough, Dalton. Mm-hmm. The fact that this even has to be mentioned is this. After the sentence was handed down, the district attorney, Ashley Rich, she had to ask the judge to consider preventing Dearman and his family from profiting from the story by signing any movie or TV show or any sort of book deals. Judge Stout said he did agree with the request in principle, but would need a motion written up at a later date. We have more information in a traffic fatality happened this weekend in Baldwin County. 18-year-old Emily Marie Ellis of Lillian. She was traveling south on Soldiers Creek Road, very close to Perdido Beach, when her vehicle went off the roadway and hit a tree. Alabama law enforcement confirms that Ellis was not wearing her seatbelt. She was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 now on FM Talk 106.5, and nearly a week after Hurricane Michael slammed into the Florida Panhandle and decimated that seaside community of Mexico Beach, there is some good news at this point. Only 3 people now remain missing in Mexico Beach, the city that was torn apart by that Category 4 storm. Hurricane Michael's death toll has climbed to 18, and officials feared that the number of people killed by the storm would increase as crews sifted through the wreckage of those oceanside cities, including Mexico Beach and Panama City Beach. Yesterday, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania traveled to Florida and Georgia to tour the devastation that was left in the wake of Hurricane Michael and to highlight the ongoing recovery efforts as dozens still remain missing in the wake of the deadly storm. As the president toured a ravaged neighborhood street in Lynn Haven, Florida, he called it, quote, total devastation. 7:10 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. I'm Dalton Norwig, and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday morning.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A third body is recovered from floodwaters in Texas, leaving one woman from Flomaton unaccounted for this morning. The search is continuing for Charlotte Moy, according to officials in Texas. She and 3 others have been missing since last week after fast-moving water flooded the RV park where they were staying in Junction, Texas. 2 bodies were pulled from the water last week. The third was found Monday, 20 miles from the RV park.
Ranchers and citizens have come in with boats, ATVs, what have you, a drone or two.
Governor Kay Ivey is demanding reform of the state's parole system after a criminal on parole allegedly murdered 3 people in Guntersville. Monday, Ivey put a hold on all early parole hearings and replaced the chairman of the parole board. And the Signature Academy Showcase for Mobile County 8th graders and their parents is today from 4:30 to 6:30 at USA Mitchell Center. The showcase highlights special academies within Mobile County public high schools. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check sports on the loveliest city on the plains. Auburn Sports Today, presented by T. Bachelor & Son and Papa Murphy's, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn Swimming and Diving kicks off the regular season this Saturday with the women hosting Florida Gulf Coast in a dual meet. Here's first-year head coach Gary Taylor.
The men and women have done a tremendous job embracing the staff. We've seen some good, positive changes within the team in terms of mentality and training, but you can tell once you get to mid to late October and you haven't really competed against outside competition, they're ready and raring to go. So I know the women are excited.
Saturday's meet begins at 10 a.m. at the Martin Aquatic Center. It is the lone home meet for the Tigers until the middle of December. Now this word from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance that fits your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn football is back to the grind today as the Tigers prep for Ole Miss. More from senior linebacker Deshaun Davis on his personal approach as the Tigers head toward the stretch run of the regular season.
I know I'm going to give 110%. These fans deserve that and so much more. And I know I'm going to do my part to make sure I try to please our fan base. I try to please our players, our coaches, anyone who supports Auburn football. And I can guarantee, you know, anytime I step on the field, you're going to get my all.
Coach Malzahn previews Ole Miss today at his weekly press conference. Kickoff Saturday, 11 a.m. in Oxford. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Ole Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers try to ground the Rebels' air raid in Oxford.
Set up, steps back to throw. On first down, he'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz.
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
717 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. How about you guys out at LCM?
Well, we've got a great inventory, so that always helps us.
That's right. And the way I understand it, if I've got a car on my mind, something I've been thinking about purchasing, I can contact you guys, and if you don't already have it in stock, you'll find it for me.
We'll do our best to find it for you. You know, we got a lot of different avenues to search. You know, we get on the internet and over thousands and thousands of vehicles, and we just try to find it for you.
That's right. Where are you guys located, and how can I find you online?
We're on Highway 90 West in Theodore. We're online at lcmmotorcars.com. You can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
And we sure had a great time hanging out with you guys just over a week ago. We were out at LCM and had a fantastic time for Midday Mobile.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. We had a good time.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Right now, 717 on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Look outside, Dalton. It truly, truly is foggy out there.
Seriously,
now.
It looks like London right now.
Oh, my goodness. Be careful out there. Give yourself extra time, as we're saying. We know we're trying to get the kids to school safely and you to your morning destination. Just a reminder, though, slow it down. Okay, so the cleanup efforts are slowly but surely getting underway in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. It's a Category 4 hurricane, which touched down last Wednesday. If you still want to help those impacted, but you're not quite sure as to what to donate or maybe where to go, we got you covered. Supplies and donations are being accepted today at Bayside Academy in Daphne. They have a tractor trailer ready to stock it full with supplies for residents in the Port St. Joe, Florida area. That's, of course, one of the many cities devastated by the storm. You may be asking, though, why that area? Well, the school is using this opportunity as a way to say thank you to the community for helping them through their own tough time. You see, Bayside says that they remember when that community stood by their side in July of 2017. That's when a former Bayside student named Henry Wise was killed in an accident in Port St. Joe. So that's why they're stepping up to make sure that they can give back to those who gave to them. Donations can be dropped off today between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Bayside Academy gym. That's happening today. So some of the items: paper towels, bleach, baby wipes, first aid kits, flashlights, contractor grade garbage bags, bottled water, canned tuna, Gatorade, peanut butter, yum, dried beans, prepared non-perishable food. You get the gist. So If you can donate, boy, would they appreciate that. If you'd like to pay your bills by mailing them in, or perhaps you love to mail your Grammy, as my kids call them, or your friends a birthday gift, a love letter maybe. Mm-hmm. Price of stamps soon changing, Dalton.
Uh-oh.
A change impacting letters, envelopes, boxes, and more. U.S. Postal Service, they filed a request last week with the Postal Regulatory Commission for a price change which would take effect January 27th, 2019. This proposal would raise mailing service products and their prices by an average of 2.5%. That's a big deal. If this change is approved, it would be the largest increase in the price of stamps since 1863. Yeah. Here's a quote from the USPS. The governors believe these new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing the agency with needed revenue. They go on to say when it comes to first-class mailing services, those will begin using zone-based pricing to, quote, better align with the cost of service and improve value based on distance. So there you have it. So let's say you want to mail a large flat rate box, $18.90. Usually it's going to go up to $19.95. Large flat rate envelope, $7. Now will go up to $7.65. But it's not all bad news that we're delivering this morning. USPS says that there will be no additional cost added for weekend or holiday delivery or surcharges for fuel or residential delivery. So there you have it. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 106.5.
When you start getting beat and UPS and FedEx are shipping more things than you are and everybody's emailing the letters to their loved ones, ooh, I always say raised prices. That's the way to stay competitive.
Blame it on the USPS.
Yeah, blame it on the USPS.
That's a big deal, though. I mean, because if you take a stamp like a Forever, the first-class mail Forever stamps, mm-hmm, to go from 50 cents to 55 cents, that nickel, that makes a difference.
Yeah, I've always thought that being a... Well, it wouldn't be cool, but being a stamp collector would be interesting. That's the farthest I've ever gotten, though, saying that would be interesting to collect stamps. And I guess I'd want to start with that Mr. Rogers stamp that we were talking about just a few months ago. The scratch and sniff stamp, that too. Oh, man. They're always coming out with something there at the USPS. I do want to remind you about the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway because you have just now under a month to register. You have until November 15th to register at one of the five locations where we have entry boxes right now. And I said one of the five, but you could realistically register at every single location every day through November 15th and only increase your odds of winning. And those five locations that I'm talking about: Cart Doctor, who's offering a 2-week 4-seat cart rental for the big tailgate prize package; Bailey's TV Inc. with a 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV and a sound bar that makes it sound as good as it looks; Old Time Feed, they have two extra large Adirondack chairs that'll be a part of this package; Fairhope Brewing Company giving away a party pack of craft beer and merchandise; and then Carrot Patch Jewelers with the team logoed 14 karat gold pendant. All of those prizes will be in one prize package, and you could be the big winner on November 15th when we give that away if you register today. Now, we will have four other qualifying winners, so each store will have a qualifying winner, and then from those five people, we will draw the big winner. But those other four, they don't walk away with nothing. They do get a nice little qualifying package. So go ahead and register today. Bailey's TV, Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, Fairhope Brewing Company, and Carrot Patch Jewelers, and we will announce a winner on November 15th. For more information, visit fmtalk1065.com or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
If you're like most of us, you got balance on your credit cards and a higher interest rate than you'd like, and those interest rates are going up, of course, as all interest rates are going up. So why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? How about today? LightStream, offering credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day that you apply. Now, LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. I mean, that's why you work on a great credit rating, right? Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Hey, and y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deduction and credits you're eligible for.
Consider using these tax-saving strategies to reduce your income, lower your tax bracket, and minimize your tax bill for 2018. Max out your 401k or contribute to an IRA to defer income and accumulate retirement assets. Take advantage of employer benefit plans such as flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts. These allow you to use a portion of your salary for medical and dental expenses with pre-tax dollars. Bunch your itemized deductions. Medical or employment-related expenses are not deductible until they exceed a certain amount. It may be better to delay payments in 1 year and prepay in the next year. Use the gift tax exclusion. You can give away $15,000 per donee. Lastly, consider tax-exempt municipal bonds where interest will often be greater than from higher-paying commercial bonds after taxes.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, about three-quarters of a mile visibility in most areas is Mobile Police Department. County and state troops are wrapping up accidents at Airport Boulevard right by Baker High School. Also on Hall Road and Old Pass Cagoula Road. As we've got no delays, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, and traffic's moving smooth across the Bayway. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 727 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dahl Norwig and Kelly Finley in with you on your ride to work. Sean Sullivan will be back tomorrow. In some national news, a federal judge has dismissed Stormy Daniels' defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump. U.S. District Judge James Otero issued the order yesterday in Los Angeles. The judge agreed with the president's argument that when the president tweeted about Stormy Daniels, this is back when he called a composite sketch of a man that Daniels said threatened her a, quote, total con job. The judge agreed that it was an opinion and not a statement of fact about Daniels. The judge is ruling that it was rhetorical hyperbole normally associated with politics and is protected by the First Amendment. In a statement, Trump's attorney Charles Harder called it a, quote, total victory for President Trump and a total defeat for Stormy Daniels. Daniels' attorney Michael Avenatti posted on Twitter that he will appeal the decision and that Daniels' other claims against Trump and his former attorney Michael Cohen remain unaffected. Also, a pretty sobering little stat here from the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation and the research firm Lincoln Park Strategies. Apparently, only 36% of Americans, just about one in three, would pass the basic multiple choice U.S. citizenship test. Sad numbers, only 36%. The study revealed that 72% either incorrectly identified or were unsure of which states were part of the 13 original colonies, and only 24% could correctly identify one thing that Benjamin Franklin was famous for. Those aged 65 and up scored the best, while those under the age of 45 scored substantially lower. And these people are voting in the midterms coming up on November 6th. 729 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Big applause at Monday's city council meeting in Daphne. The council shot down a zoning proposal that would have allowed for commercial and residential development in Old Town Daphne.
You don't have a neighborhood that strong usually that can all these people can come out, speak, and get that point across.
A teenager charged with murder will make his first court appearance today. 19-year-old Michael Montgomery is accused of shooting and killing 23-year-old Deontay Davis on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The man accused of throwing his children off the Dolphin Island Bridge 10 years ago is no longer on death row. A judge in Mobile Monday accepted an agreement that changes Lam Long's sentence to life in prison without parole. The defense and the state made the agreement, saying Long should not be executed because of an intellectual disability. Beginning in June, you'll be able to fly from Pensacola International Airport to Newark International. The nonstop flights will be with United Airlines and leave in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Turkish officials say they're extending their investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to include the residents of the Saudi Arabian consul in Istanbul and some vehicles. The Turkish Foreign Ministry also says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has just met in Riyadh with the Saudi king and the crown prince, will head to Turkey next. Over three dozen people in Florida are still unaccounted for in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. The search continues, although Scott McClain reports it's wrapping up in the hardest hit town.
In Mexico Beach, they have all but finished their search process looking for bodies, going through the rubble with cadaver dogs. They did find one more yesterday. The number of unaccounted for is now three or less.
Facebook says it will ban false information about voting requirements and will fact-check reports of long lines or violence at polling places during next month's midterm elections. Pre-market trading showing Wall Street stocks recovering from yesterday's losses, futures making healthy gains now before the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
When Hurricane Michael struck Florida, homes were demolished, families were displaced, and as always, it's children who suffer the most. That's why Save the Children is there. Right now, Save the Children is making sure children and families devastated by Hurricane Michael get the help they need. When you partner with Save the Children, you can send love, care, and critical aid right here at home. Find out more at www.savethechildren.org.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The federal deficit widened last year amid higher government spending, including rising interest costs on the debt and increased funding for the military and flat revenue following last year's tax cut. The government ran a $779 billion deficit in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. That's the largest annual deficit in 6 years and 17% higher than the deficit in fiscal 2017. Sears Holdings says it faces catastrophic consequences as it struggles through bankruptcy if it can't repair its unraveling supply chain and keep merchandise flowing to stores and warehouses. The retailer says some 200 vendors have stopped shipping goods to Sears altogether in the past 2 weeks, and it faces potential liens if it can't pay logistics companies owed millions of dollars over the coming weeks. Sears is seeking permission from the court to use bankruptcy financing to fund operations and pay some vendors to keep a plan to keep hundreds of the retailer stores open for now. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
7:35 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orrig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan will be back tomorrow morning. Right now, 77 degrees outside of the FM Talk studios and very muggy and very foggy. Hopefully you have a safe ride in to work or school, wherever you're headed this morning. Right now, let's check traffic on the way in with Kane and then weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, new accident off of Tanner Williams and Hubert Pierce Road. We've got one clearing at Schillinger and Greenlawn, one with injuries at Airport in front of Baker High School. Also one clearing at Slow there at Old Pascagoula and Hall Road. No problems across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Just a little bit of fog. It'll slow you down. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. All of our signature and gourmet pizzas are just $10. Or get a stuffed pizza for just $2 more. Fresh take and bake pizza at the best price. Fresh, easy, delicious. $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we welcome back Michael Nash, who lead us through running effective workplace meetings. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Most everybody dislikes workplace meetings. They take too long, little is ever decided. They're more for posing and posturing than for making progress. Michael believes meetings are reflections of your workplace's culture. He can watch a workplace meeting unfold and learn all he needs to know about what's working and what's broken in your business. And he has a formula for running an effective, efficient, and smart meeting. It has more to do with what's summarized than what's discussed, with what's agreed to than what's assigned. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Once again, just want to say be safe wherever you're trying to get to this morning. It is foggy, and it is very humid out there. So windshield wipers are your friend, your fog lights are your friend,
yep.
And slowing it down, that's your friend as well. So the impact of Hurricane Michael being felt by Alabama farmers, so much so the Alabama Farmers Federation, they've set up a fund to help farmers who have suffered crop losses. You see, the 2018 cotton crop in Alabama was projected to be a record-setting year. thanks to a combination of favorable weather conditions during the year and relatively high prices on the market. Many farmers not only were looking to make plans for a large harvest, but also for a big payoff this year. But sadly, that will not happen. In addition to these crops, also seeing extensive damage, timber stands, cattle, some of those were lost, and some cotton already harvested has been damaged. The Federation says that they're working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Alabama Cooperative Extension System, state and national elected officials, and others to collect crop damage reports. So the funds collected by the foundation through November the 30th will then be applied to losses not covered by insurance or disaster relief programs that the farmers may have. If you'd like more information, you can call 334-612-5525, or you can make your donation to alabamafarmersfoundation.org. More financial news to report, as right now it is so hard to believe that there is only one Sears store standing in the state of Alabama. It's in Hoover. This after Sears, once one of America's retail giants, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday. Yesterday, they announced plans to close almost 150 stores by the end of this year. So the Gadsden location, that's the Alabama location that's closing by December. So now there are no remaining Sears-owned Kmart stores in Alabama. Wow. So again, you got to go to Hoover if you want to see that one Sears store. Bankruptcy comes after years of financial struggles and multiple rounds of closures. So Sears now operates 687 Sears and Kmart stores, and that number's down from 2,000 stores. The CEO is resigning but will remain as company chairman. If you have a Sears credit card or your loyalty program, if you're part of that, those both will still be honored. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And Amazon doing more damage, I guess. We saw Toys R Us close.
That's right.
And now Sears.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think of an America without Toys R Us and without Sears, but that's where we're headed right now. And if you listen to the show that comes on before Mobile Mornings, it's a really great show if you get up 4 to 6 a.m. this morning with Gordon Deal. They have all kinds of great stories, and they were kind of discussing that a little bit this morning. And they were saying that Amazon actually coming out with their own brick-and-mortar stores where they know that you're the customer when you come in. You just pick stuff up off the shelf and walk out, and you pay for it through Amazon. But it's kind of funny, not really funny, but just the shift with Amazon being for so long an online store and just this giant that's overtaken every single retail business, and now Amazon putting brick-and-mortar stores out there where I'm sure some of their competitors used to, you know, do business. So pretty crazy. We got to keep our eyes on that story, and I'm sure Sears won't be the only American mainstay that ends up shuttering their doors before too long.
And that's why, though, we impress upon people, especially being a locally owned station, to, if you can, buy local.
Yeah.
You know, keep local business going. So those who work at these stores and own these stores, who live in your community, they have a vested interest in seeing, you know, you be happy, and you have a vested interest in keeping their store shelves stocked. So when you can, because sometimes you have to reach out and touch someone, if you will, when it comes to your shopping online. But yeah, I think retailers are having to compete with so many different avenues to get our money, and we work so hard for our money.
Yeah.
You have to like have a dog and pony show for us to even purchase something.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. And FM Talk 106.5, we're all about buying local, buying from local mom and pop stores or just local stores in general. But also now another story with Amazon is, you know, they have basically the online version of mom and pop stores, them and eBay, where people can have their own home businesses and sell things on
like
these
a marketplace
sites. Yeah. But now Amazon's really pushing their own original items that are being made by Amazon. They're entering in all these different markets, whether it's food, home items, automobile items, and so Amazon making their own items now and selling those for better rates, of course, on their website, and pushing out some of these other home businesses that sell through their site. That's another thing to keep an eye on.
I wonder if a lot of those products are the type that you have to put together, like if you've ever been to IKEA.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mm. There's so much in that store and great prices, and then you get it home and you have 1,000 pieces to put together.
Well, Amazon, they always offer the home installation,
which
is always like $500 more than just the item. And I know I bought something the other day that really needed no installation. It might have been like an HDMI cable.
What did you do?
I did not pay for the installation. Okay. I mean, it was something that was so easy. You just plug it in. But they sure offered it. And they would have had someone come out and plug it in for me for a low, low cost of like around $200.
I know your Amazon buggy is about to change in a few months since you made your big announcement yesterday.
That's right. Having a little girl coming up in March. My wife Vicky and myself, I'm not having the baby, but she will be my baby, and that's coming up in March. So a huge life change for me, and trust me, we have been filling up the baby registry online and making some tough decisions. Right now on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, the three big things. Yesterday, President Trump toured the Florida Panhandle and parts of Georgia to look at the devastation left after Hurricane Michael. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were there to listen to stories of survival and struggle, the thousands of buildings that were gutted and tens of thousands of homes and businesses that remain without electricity. Trump actually visited an aid distribution center yesterday that was set up in a parking lot filled with boxes of diapers, piles of clothes, and bottled water. He and the First Lady handed out bottles of water to residents who came to see him and tell him their stories about the storm. The president said that it was just total destruction where he was touring, and he was going around the state with Florida Governor Rick Scott, Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Brock Long, who we've talked about a lot over the last week, and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Also on our three big things, we've kept this up from yesterday and we'll probably keep it up a few more days. The ways that you can help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. This comes from our TV news partners at WKRG, where they've put together a handy dandy list showing how you can help those affected by Hurricane Michael, the places that where you can drop off items, and the items that you can drop off. That's all listed right there. They're still making runs. Most of these places making runs through the end of this week, so you still got plenty of time. And most of them are open from your usual work hours, about 7 a.m. till 5 or 6 p.m. So check that out on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And a story that that's we've been following for just about a decade now. Lam Luong, who's been on death row in Holman Prison in Atmore for throwing his four children off the Dolphin Island Bridge just about a decade ago, he will now serve a life sentence without parole. Lam Luong does not have the death penalty any longer because experts agree that he's a man with an intellectual disability and ineligible for the death penalty. Lam Luong now serving a life sentence rather than a death sentence. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. I've got your sports news on this Tuesday morning.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A third body is recovered from floodwaters in Texas, leaving one woman from Flumaton unaccounted for this morning. The search is continuing for Charlotte Moy, according to officials in Texas. She and three others have been missing since last week after fast-moving water flooded the RV park where they were staying in Junction, Texas. Two bodies were pulled from the water last week. The third was found Monday, 20 miles from the RV park.
Ranchers and citizens have come in with boats, ATVs, UAVs, what have you, a drone or two.
Governor Kay Ivey is demanding reform of the state's parole system after a criminal on parole allegedly murdered three people in Guntersville. Monday, Ivey put a hold on all early parole hearings and replaced the chairman of the parole board. And the Signature Academy Showcase for Mobile County 8th graders and their parents is today from 4:30 to 6:30 at USA Mitchell Center. The showcase highlights special academies within Mobile County Public High Schools. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In baseball's National League Conference Series, the Milwaukee Brewers took a 2-1 lead by defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-0 on Monday night. Yolis Shaheen started at pitcher for Milwaukee and earned the win with 5 1/3 scoreless innings, in which he only allowed 3 hits. Brewers slugger Ryan Braun got the first run on the board in the first inning when he knocked in Christian Yelich on a left field double.
That is hammered down toward the corner. Digging it out is Peterson. Digging for third is Yelich. They bring him to the plate, and the Brewers strike first.
In the sixth inning, the Brewers would add another run when Travis Shaw tripled and then scored on a wild pitch. Orlando Arcia put the nail in the coffin with a 2-run shot in the seventh inning.
Arcia hits one into right. Back at the wall. This ball is gone. Home run the opposite way by Arcia to double the lead. It's 4-0 Milwaukee.
Brewers lead the best of seven series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Los Angeles. First pitch scheduled for 8:09 p.m. This afternoon at 4:09, they'll begin Game 3 of the ALCS with the Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. As of now, the series is tied at 1 game apiece. Nathan Eovaldi is expected to start at pitcher for Boston, while Dallas Keuchel will start on the mound for Houston. On Monday Night Football, another comeback win for Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback led his Green Bay Packers to a come-from-behind 33-30 win over the San Francisco 49ers. 1 week after going 1-for-5 on field goals and a loss to Detroit, Mason Crosby went a perfect 4-for-4 last night, including the game winner.
Hunter Bradley the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good.
It is good.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger.
That final call comes courtesy of 620 AM WTMJ. Aaron Rodgers completed 25 of 46 passes for 425 yards and 2 touchdowns and led 2 drives in the final 2 minutes that scored 10 points and added another win to the Packers' season.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but it definitely was an important one.
Green Bay's record now stands at 3-2-1, while the 49ers drop to 1-5. And some sad news from the sport and business world. The co-founder of Microsoft and owner of the Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers, Paul Allen, passed away at the age of 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Allen was first diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in 1982 and left Microsoft in 1983, although he remained on the board until 2000 and kept his stake in the company. The money he earned through his Microsoft holdings allowed him to purchase the Trailblazers in 1988 and the Seahawks in 1996. During his tenure, the Blazers reached the NBA Finals twice but never won a title, while the Seahawks won 1 Super Bowl and reached 3 of them in 12 postseason appearances during his time at the helm. Allen also served as a minority owner of the MLS's Seattle Sounders. The NBA regular season gets started tonight with a couple fantastic matchups. At 7, the Boston Celtics take on the Philadelphia 76ers, and then at 9:30, the Golden State Warriors raise another championship banner before hosting Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It'll be Thursday night before LeBron James' first regular season game as a Los Angeles Laker. LA starts their season on the road at Portland before the home opener on Saturday night against Houston. 7:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro.
Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. It's not really affecting too much traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. We're looking good as Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are working on action off Airport Boulevard, right by Baker High School, Moffitt Road, the East I-65 service road, and two near the Fairhope area, 181 and 104 and 98 off of Fairhope Avenue. The South Alabama football team will host the Troy Trojans coming up Tuesday night, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at Land. Come early for the free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30. Get your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jack! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. If you're plus 21, this is news you may want to use. There's a brewing company right now brewing up hard, sparkling water produced right here in the state of Alabama. Trim Tab Brewing Company is located in Birmingham. They're introducing you to Rec Water. Rec Water stands for Recreational Effervescent Craft Water.
Ooh.
It's meant to, quote, celebrate the people that want to enjoy their life to the fullest, whether they're working out or chilling out. Love it. So the flavors right now, watermelon, cucumber, lime, or mango, kiwi, or pomegranate, lemon. The CEO of the company says that we're a fermented beverage industry. We were playing around with a number of things, and it really is just a natural extension to our already existing portfolio. Now, hard seltzer is legally considered beer. Company says that this is fermented with non-malt based materials like cane sugar and rice syrup. The hard sparkling water is gluten-free, lower in carbs and sugar, with only 100 calories and 2 grams of sugar and 2 grams of carbs. Believe it or not, sales of hard seltzer are up more than 170% nationwide. That's according to Nielsen. So there you have it. Another choice coming your way. They're expecting to begin full distribution within the month. And if you're on social media, you see the number trending, the number being 654. That is how large the jackpot is for the Mega Millions lottery. $654 million.
That can buy you a lot of that seltzer water.
Right. That is true. Now, we, of course, don't have the lottery here in Alabama. So if you hear, see a number of people heading to, I don't know, Louisiana or Florida, This may be the reason. So if you're playing, best of luck to you. Don't forget your family at FM Talk 106.5. And then real quickly, holiday market at the corner. Dalton's coming our way Saturday, October the 20th. Southwest Mobile County Chamber of Commerce says between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can shop to your heart's content. And love this, teachers get in free. All right. Admission's just $5, and you can enjoy items like home accessories, jewelry, clothing. All proceeds go toward the Leadership Scholarship Program. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. Coming up, Hour 3 of Mobile Mornings, joined by Quinn Hilliard to talk about what's going on in Saudi Arabia with that missing journalist. All that coming up next.